Welcome back to another episode of Sportscastle. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
This week in Newcastle Sport, the Newcastle Connection star in the emerging nations.
Rosters Wilt in regional bash.
Tiger Cub Mark makes his mark in blue.
Griffin Wrestling with playing future.
All that and more in Newcastle and Hunter Sport.
Let's go.
Right, mate, well, here we are, episode 36. How's things?
Yeah, mate, very busy, but pumped to be here.
Yeah, a little bit of a busy schedule, seen a split this week, and we're bumped back at night, so you're in the Jared Mullen Studios. I'm up here in the Regan Tanner Studios doing it over the phone, so apologies to the listeners out there for any delays in responses and things, just the joys of life getting in the way of the serious business of podcasting.
Yeah, mate, that is true, very true.
Yeah, so not as much as we'd probably like to have to talk about, mate, but we can punch on through anyway. We've got a few bits and pieces there. Might start off with the Emerging Nations World Cup, mate, and certainly wasn't a bad finish for the Newcastle Connections. We might start off with the winners of the bowl, first of all. That went to the Solomon Islands. They ran away winners there, knocking over Hong Kong and Japan in a three-leg final. Over 5 days, so the Solomon Islands were comfortable winners in that in the end, so well done to them. In the trophy, mate, we had the Philippines take on Poland in the final, Newcastle boys representing in both sides there, so we had the Jones brothers from Central playing for the Philippines, and for Poland, of course, Ethan Niskot from Maitland, and also Alex Kowalski from Greta Branson, as well as their infamous head trainer. So you can take what you want from that, whether he's the head of the trainers or he's training people. I don't know. Yeah, I'll leave that to your imagination. Troy Lowry.
Yes, it was a good win for the Polish boys, mate. I think you tipped the Philippines as my boys last week, so it was win-win for me, mate. So well done to Poland.
What do you mean it was win-win for you, mate?
Oh, well, I love Troy, so I was going for Troy and I was going for myself proclaiming the Philippines, so...
You get some fucking splinters in your ass, you do.
Well, sometimes.
Get off the fence, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, a great win for Poland. They did really well. They came in as an unranked nation. I believe the ranking should be coming out next week on Monday or Tuesday. The updated RLIF rankings, and they should have a ranking. I did ask Troy if they should go to number one, seeing as they're probably the only undefeated country in the world at the moment, but he didn't think that was likely.
Yeah, very unlikely, mate.
Yeah, well, mate, based on how Australia went on the weekend, I don't see why they can't take their number one ranking. But well done to the Polish boys there. A big shout out too, mate. I don't know if you caught any of the stuff on their social media, but their team song is done to the theme of the Venga Bus song.
No, mate, I didn't.
Yeah,
you'll have to inform us.
Yeah, well, mate, just follow the pages. I see you've followed every other page where they've won a grand final, so you'll be on theirs in no time.
Yeah, that's right, mate. That's right.
So, yeah, so, but well done to Poland in the main final, the cup. Nui took on Malta. Malta with a few Newcastle boys. Pete Cronin from Kari, Jake Scott from Lakes, and then Ben and Sam Stone in their squad as well. So, plenty of Novocastrian connections there. And as we touched on earlier in the competition, the Nui boys had. Sione Tovo and Zeb Lucy and one of the Paya boys, I think, running around for them. So, but Malta were probably surprise winners there. I believe Niue beat them in one of the first games of the tournament by 10. They beat them 26-16 then, and Malta almost turned it identically around, winning 24-16 in the final on Saturday. So the Maltese Knights run out winners there, and good time to be a... Novocastrian representing your heritage.
That's right, mate. And I suppose it gives people sometimes, you know, they might not be able to get back there as much as they want, but, you know, they can delve back into their history and, I suppose, trace some of their roots, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, mate, representing your heritage is, you know, it's hard to put a measure on what those, you know, heritage and genealogical roots mean to some of these guys, especially for the Polish guys. Talking to a couple of them, it was very, very much touching back to home. You know, a lot of them were their grandparents were victims of the war, and that's why their families had to leave Poland and things like that. So yeah, obviously hits home quite hard, some of those stories, especially for, you know, I don't know about yourself, but for myself, where haven't had that exposure, I guess, of our family to those sorts of things. We've been very fortunate, so it really means a lot to them to then be able to, you know, represent their Polish heritage, especially in a World Cup of sorts.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Like you, I haven't really been in that situation, but pretty exciting, I reckon.
Yeah, good opportunities for all, and great exposure for some of those young footballers as well, to, you know, get spotted as well. So at the end of the day, anything we can do to expand the game is a great thing. But speaking of rugby league, mate, we might have a quick bit of an update on the Knights. We did touch on it in the headline. Slade Griffin has been given a role while he recovers, and, you know, obviously with his injury history, they're not sure how he'll recover or if he'll get back. So he has been appointed as the Newcastle Knights wrestling coach. So it's great to see that there is a pathway there for him if for some reason he can't return.
Yeah, I think by the sounds of it, what I've read, mate, he's got to have a second operation. So, they're waiting to see how the first one goes, to see when he needs his second one, but they can't do anything for a few more weeks yet. So they're not hopeful that he'll get back on the path for next year.
No, not looking likely, but... mate, there's plenty of other news happening too. There's a few players. I think you've got a few names in front of you that the Knights are either having offered a contract to for 2019, or they're looking to see what offers might be in the market for them to see whether they can free up some further cash and some spots on their roster.
Yeah, Luke Yates and Corey Dennis, I believe, are on the move and on the lookout, mate. Kenny Sears, manager, come out and said the deal was laughable, so he's exploring options. And the fan favourite, the Rostov, mate, is in a bit of a limbo, even though he's got 2 years to run on his contract as it stands. So.
Yeah, well, I guess the thing is, mate, they've brought in a number of, you know, backs. They've got Moga to return as well. You know, they brought in Ramian and Lee from Cronulla. And yep. I believe they're in talks with one other at the moment, from what I'm hearing. So, look, at the end of the day, there's only so many spots. Out of those there, I don't think they'll miss any of them except maybe the Rostov, and as much for a cultural point of view as anything. You know, for a guy who's not a born and bred Novocastrian, and he bleeds red and blue, and he's a bit of a cult hero and a good story for a bloke that sort of persevered and pushed his way through and, you know, sacrificed a lot of things to take opportunities, you know, even after he missed the boat initially, you know, of the standard, you know, pathway of playing 20s and then into first grade and on from there. So... I'll be disappointed to see him go, but, you know, and it's no reflection on the other three. I just don't think, like, Ken CEO's, you know, he's had a solid career, but I don't think he really offered huge amounts. He had a couple of glimpses. I was really disappointed with Corey Dennis when he made his way into the NRL this year. He looked really good at New South Wales Cup level. Yates is a solid toiler, but there's a lot of them in that squad at the moment. So, again, there's only so many of them you can put on the paddock each week.
They've quite openly said they're looking for a couple of big boppers. So, like you said, if they've got, you know, 30 blokes on their books, they can't afford to sign anyone. So,
yeah, that's correct, mate. So
they've got quite a bit in the kitty. So, I suppose we'll just keep watching with open eyes, mate.
Well, it's hard to watch with closed eyes.
That's right, mate.
In other news, mate, I do see Lachlan Walmsley in talks with South Sydney after he couldn't secure a deal with the Knights. Again, though, like, you know, when they've just moved on Meaney and Cogger and a couple of others, and, you know, they're looking at moving on CO, I can't see how they could go about signing a guy like Walmsley. Look, he's torn the real NRL apart this year, but it's a whole new ball game going to that next level.
That's right. Everything steps up, mate. But, hopefully something good comes out of it. And, get another Novocastrian out there, mate.
Well, yeah, you might want to check on his heritage there, mate, I think, but...
We made him, mate, we made him.
Yeah, again, I reckon he made himself, mate. Again, you're talking hyperbole and possibly nonsense.
Yeah, possibly, but that's the joys of being in the Jared Mullins studio, mate.
It doesn't matter where you are, you talk nonsense, mate, so... We'll move along, mate. While we're on the rugby league topic, this weekend marks, I believe it's the second inauguration of the Country Rugby League Women's Nines competition. So it kicks off this weekend. It goes over a few rounds, I think 4 or 5 weeks. This year they've expanded, so they've got juniors as well. So the junior girls will play at Windale this weekend. They've got under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, and under 18s. There's games down at Windale from 9 a.m. through to about 3:40, I think the last games are. And you've got teams ranging, because it's called the Central Hunter. So it's Central Coast, Newcastle, and the Hunter. So you've got teams from Aberdeen, West, Cardiff, Erina, Dudley, Thornton, Musselbrook, Terrigal, Kingcumber, Dora Creek, Valentine. So all play Curry, Cardiff. They're all represented, mate. Windale themselves. So it is tackle. So it's good to see the girls getting involved there, mate. But probably with a bit more excitement and interest to us. They do have the senior ladies playing up at St John Oval on Saturday. So it looks like there's plenty of representation there, mate. We've got Stockton, Budgieroy, South Lake, so South Lake's Adora Creek, Tea Garden, Aberglasson, West, Karua, University, Berkeley Vale, Waratah, Wanji, Raymond Terrace, Woi Woi, Awabakal, the second Berkeley Vale side, and Kingcumber. So plenty of games on there, mate. I think myself and the illustrious Mr. Longworth might go down and have a look, and we might even throw on our Aberglasson Ant shirts and get around it, I think.
Yeah, Mick Akers will be proud, mate, rocking that.
Mate, Mick's the one, he's been giving me plenty of info on it, and he's very enthusiastic about it and thinks it's a great development. So those games at St John for the women's open nines start at 10, and there's games every sort of 25 minutes, about 8 time slots run through. The last kickoff's at 12:55, so no, it's good to see, mate. And yeah, I think they'll obviously move around some grounds, I'm guessing, and vary that up a little bit as the season goes on. But we'll watch that with a bit of interest and see how it all kicks off, mate.
Yeah, we will, mate. They've just got to keep plugging away like the other winter camp rugby's doing, mate. And women's sport is definitely growing, so Big Al can vouch for that. So.
Yeah, mate, he loves it. I'm sure he'll be down there, probably in a trench coat, hiding behind a shrub or something.
He's still waiting, mate. Every week you say you've got more ideas for the show, and I say, Dad, you've got any ideas for the show? And he goes, just give me 5 minutes to rant about women's sport.
Did you say minutes or hours?
Huh?
Minutes or hours?
He said 5 minutes. He said that'll be enough, yeah. He reckons. 5 minutes each week.
That's what Kim says too. 5 minutes each week would be more than enough. mate, so obviously I'm getting behind Aberglass, and I'm assuming you'll be following your local girls, Waratah, as your side in the comp, mate.
Waratah? Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Maybe. Who knows? It might be a few of the union girls. Good chance to stretch your legs in the off-season. And look, if there are any ladies out there listening that haven't been put to sleep by the two of us yet and they are interested, get in touch with us. We can put you in touch with your local clubs, and I'm sure there's more opportunities to get involved if you are interested in that side of things, even if you are, as we said, one of the rugby union girls who's into the off-season now and looking for something to do, and cricket doesn't take your fancy. Certainly some opportunities there, and yeah, as I said, we can make sure we find your local club and put you in touch.
But that's good, mate.
Move right along. Hey, what are we up next? The great man, he's back. It's that time of the year. Hoff's House. Mate, there's plenty going on at the Jets. We might touch first on some pretty sad news, I guess, is probably the most mild way to put it. Johnny Katrumbas, who was a solid performer for the Jets last year, has been ruled out indefinitely due to illness, and it's been reported that illness is a cancer.
That is true, mate, of the thyroid.
Yeah, so really, really sad news. Young bloke, and we wish him all the best with his recovery, and hopefully he can get back to fighting fit in the shortest time possible, I guess, mate. There's not too much else we can probably really add. Very disappointed to see a young guy in his prime. He's only in his early 20s, as I understand, early to mid-20s.
20-year-old, mate.
Yeah, so... Yeah, really sad news. But mate, I suppose if anyone's in a position to take on the big C and win, it's a bloke who's fit as a fiddle and obviously very in tune and aware of his health. So yeah, again, we wish him all the best and hope to see him back in the royal blue of the Jets in no time at all.
Yeah, mate. I can't really add much other than. So I suppose one good thing chance they have caught it early, mate. So
yeah, exactly right, mate. So yeah, we'll just wait and see, and yeah, we'll keep everyone updated as we hear any progress. So fingers crossed for Big Johnny there. I guess it's, you know, few good preseason games behind the Jets. Pretty hyped off season with everything that's going on. Yeah, the signing of some big names. You know, some ex Premier League players coming out to Australia. One of Japan's favourite sons in Honda signing with Melbourne Victory.
Controversial suspensions, mate.
Well, yeah, there's been a bit of that as well, but I think that shit was a long time ago. I think that was almost, you know, you'd almost throw that in the bag last season, but he'll sit the first few out. We know that, Roy. But obviously, Usain Bolt was probably the biggest talking point. And on that note, some news this week. Obviously, a Maltese club has made a play for Bolt, offering him a guaranteed playing contract for 2 years. He has turned that down after a meeting yesterday in Gosford with the CEO of the Central Coast Mariners and the general manager. So it looks like he's going to push through, and I believe we'll have a much clearer picture on how Usain's future sits either late this week or early next.
Sounds good, mate. And I think as you've posted on a few blogs on social media, mate, I think anything good publicity is good for the A-League and promoting the game. So probably was seen as a bit of a publicity stunt at the start, but he scored two last week, mate. So
yeah, exactly right. I mean, one of them, mate, you or I probably could have scored, but the first one was a good strike. He beat the keeper. A few people questioning the keeper's, you know, motives and ability, but at the end of the day, look, he's still, and he'll admit, he's, you know, he's training with the first team, but he's quite happy to admit that he knows he's not up to standard yet. And look, I don't think Mike Mulvey's going to be in a position to be just putting him out there as a gimmick. I don't think he's going to offer him a contract unless he genuinely thinks he can do something. There's still some negotiation around how that's going to pan out with the FFA, and the owner, Charlesworth, put some of his money in. So it's just about whether or not they can get to a point first, or whether they can financially offer him a contract. Because if they can't, then it's all moot point, really.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
But yeah, I guess we just wait and see. And look, I think it'd be great if he can get to a standard that he's, you know, at least competitive in the A-League. And you know, he probably picked the wrong season looking at who the Mariners have signed this year. Like, he could have rocked up last year 10 schooners under his belt and no training, and probably could have got a run.
That's right, mate. That is right.
So yeah, look, mate, at the end of the day, it's a good story that'll continue to get some publicity. You know, it's what we're all about, is the publicity for sport. But as you saw me comment on one of the pages, it disappoints me a little when I see blokes just, you know, tall poppy syndrome trying to cut others down. And let's just talk up the positives, you know. Like, the NRL used it this year as a hashtag, talk up the game. That's what it should all be about, just talking up sport. And yeah, you know, we've made a bit of a commitment to try and minimise our negative hearsay stories and those sorts of things. We will have a bit of banter in that every now and then, but at the end of the day, like, let's plug the positives of the games. There's plenty of those, and you know, plenty of good performances in different sports week in, week out. Let's make those the talking points rather than, you know, some of this other nonsense.
Yeah, mate, that's true. And yeah, it just brings you down if you're going to be negative. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe we need our own hashtag, mate, on the pod.
Yeah, maybe we'll come up with something. Mate, this, obviously the A-League kicks off Friday night. The first game, mate, sees Adelaide take on Sydney at Cooper's Stadium. Mate, there'll be plenty of changes here from last year's squads, obviously. It'll be interesting to see how everyone hits the ground running. Adelaide, you know, have been in good form. Sydney have been in good form. These two sides will play in only a couple of weeks' time in the FA Cup final as well. So it's a bit of a dress rehearsal for that, again, at the same venue, I believe. So, mate, how do you see this one playing out?
I think it's going to be a tough game to start with for Sydney on the road, mate. I don't, as we've said last week in our preview, I don't think they'll be at the heights they were last year.
Yeah.
But I think this will be a nil-all draw, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adelaide haven't conceded in the FA Cup, and I know they've got a few issues up top, so yeah, I'm going nil-all draw to start the year, mate.
All right, mate. Well, Sydney haven't struggled to find the back of the net, and look, they've always believed that the best way to win a game is to score more goals than their opponent, and it's come back to bite them a couple of times at different points. But I just think, as you say, Adelaide up front, not quite the same. So I'm going to go with the boys in Sky Blue to get this one done. Next one, mate, it's a cracker. It's a big game every year. It is the free-to-air game this week too, so Saturday night you can catch it on, it'll be on One, channel like One HD or whatever they call it now, the alternative channel for Channel 10. And it's Melbourne Victory versus Melbourne City FC. It's the only Saturday game this week. It's a 7:50 Eastern daylight kickoff. Mate, there's never any love lost in this, and these two sides, they were right up in the mix last year. They were top four, and there's not many people that are tipping against them both being up there again this year. Who do you like, Victory or City?
I like City in my preview last week, but I did tip Victory for second, mate, so I don't think there's much between them. And with that, I think it's going to be a high-scoring, entertaining game, and I think City will get the chocolates 3-2, mate.
All right, mate, lovely, City to get the chocolates. I am going to go with the defending premiers, mate. I think Melbourne Victory will get it done in this first one. I think City probably a little bit more youthful and might take a little bit longer to settle. Be interesting to see some of those big-name signings out there.
Heroes.
Yeah, well, that's it. They could be called Honda Zeros by the end of it, mate. The big one, though, mate, let's have a look at it. Sunday, 3 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The Wellington Phoenix host the Newcastle Jets. Mate, promises to be a belter. First thing I will say is great initiative. It was probably a little bit late, but great initiative by the Jets to, it was only 20 tickets, but to give away 20 tickets to anyone, so tickets to anyone that was travelling over to Wellington for it. So that's it. That was a great initiative there, mate.
It is, mate. It is. And I think they're really, I know the A-League's really trying hard to get back positive with the supporters group, but I really like what the Jets are doing. They're obviously not going to get 30,000 every week like they got to the grand final, but they're trying to keep in touch and keep the members happy. And
yeah, well, we're up around, I believe it's 9.5 sort of thousand, around that sort of mark now.
Yep.
So, yeah, not much more. It'd be awesome if we get to 10,000 before our first home game. That'd be great. And no doubt there'll be a few more that'll sign up along the way, but that'd be huge, I think, if we get to 10,000. Obviously, we're looking pretty good on the pitch. It'll be interesting to see once the final teams are released. What we're looking at in terms of how we line up, because obviously there's still a few question marks with a few of the new players, whether someone like Jair will start, whether or not Rydent will start, all those sorts of things, mate, especially around those new signings, Austin and the likes of them. And obviously the other big question is who will actually start up front with no Roy. So, mate, plenty of questions. I think we offer a lot. Pretty much every man and his dog's written off Wellington. They're a danger side at home. They're prone to, just pulling out one to start the season. And look, I think we're going to have our work cut out for us. And I think we're going to be, we're going to walk away with all 3 points, though, just in a narrow one goal victory.
Yeah, mate, I'd be happy with the same. I don't think we've got a great record over there, as you stated, but.
Right. You'd be a very harsh judge if you weren't happy with coming away from anywhere with 3 points.
Yeah, well, I'd like a win. I think we'll get the win 2-0. But I think it will be tough. Mark Rodan's really put the Wellington boys through their paces in the off-season, mate. And, I think the Jets are going to find it hard. But as Ernie spoke about, and I heard an interview with him earlier in the week, mate, he's got 9 blokes when they're all things, so he's just got to, try and fit them all in and see how they go.
He's only got 9. What about the other 2 spots? Jesus.
Well, he's got 9 to fill in for the 3 up top, so he said last year he had a bit, didn't have much, impact off the bench with obviously the injuries and suspensions and that they had at various times. But he said this year, he said he's going to have ample, fire coming. If anyone goes off or anyone gets hooked, he said he's got
Apple
on the bench. And
yeah, mate, he certainly added some depth this season, that's for sure. And look, they're looking all right. I don't know that we'll get to the heights of last season, but, boys can always dream, I suppose, mate.
They've got the Hoff, mate. Anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly. Hoff's house, mate. Stick him up front. He'll bang him in for sure.
I think he will start up front.
Yeah, I'd say so, mate. Yeah. Well, I don't think Jair will start up front either way. It's not his role. It's just about, you know, who plays, you know, what format they play and what, so how they line up in terms of what formations and those sorts of things. It'll very much decide that too, whether they just sit with one up front or whether they do go back to two. But, mate, we'll move right along. Next one up, mate, the Brisbane Roar host the Central Coast Mariners. There's some absolute wild gossip on social media the other day saying that Usain Bolt was going to play in this one. I will put my block of land. I was going to say put my house. I don't have one of those yet, but I'll put my block of land on that Usain Bolt will not play in this game.
No, I don't think he will.
I'll say I know he won't. So, mate, I've made no secrets of it. I like what the Roar have done. I think Adam Taggart's going to be a huge boost for them. I guess, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, though, but I'm going to go for the Roar to start off with maximum points up there at home at Suncorp Stadium, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. The second of three back-to-back games, mate, so a belter Sunday afternoon on the couch for any A-League fans.
Certainly is, mate, certainly is. And
You won't be watching, though.
Pardon?
You won't be watching. You might get home in time for the last game.
Yeah, I might be home for Perth. I'll have the Jets game recorded, mate, so I'll be watching that when I get back.
But, I'm going to bombard you with messages.
Yeah, well, with this game, mate, I wasn't overly big on Brisbane last week in my preview, but read and listened to a few things this week, and there's a lot of good pundits saying they've recruited well. And
like myself.
Yeah, that's right. I think they will be entertaining, and I think they'll get it done. I reckon it'll be about 4-2. Brisbane will win this, mate.
4-2, mate. Right.
Yeah. Tag it with a double.
Yeah, right. Getting on my bandwagon now, my man for the golden boot, mate.
Yeah, well, hopefully my man at the City can get the job done for me, mate.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll wait and see, mate. So, who are you on again? Thorn or Rowley?
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, okay. And the final game, mate. Now, this one's got some spice to it for me. Obviously, Perth hosting Western Sydney Wanderers, and obviously Popper's there as the coach. And Santalab's gone across as well. So, look, there's some added spice to the game. I really wasn't impressed with what I've seen from Wanderers in a couple of their outings in the FFA Cup and against the Jets at Maitland. So for me, mate, I'm not rating Perth all that highly, but I think they will start the season off with a win, and I'm going for a whole round with no draws.
Whole round with no draws, yeah. I think Perth will get it done, mate. I think it'll be 3-1, I reckon.
3-1 to Perth.
3-1 to Perth, yep. And I know Popper's very happy. I think they've got a pretty good run to start the season. So he said he was happy with that game, especially against his old team. So, yeah, I can't see much from Western Sydney, mate, based on what we saw the other week. But prove me wrong, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly, mate. You know, we're happy to be proven wrong. We often are.
That's right, mate.
Sorry, mate, as I speak, I'm just setting up our A-League tipping comp. I promise to endeavour to actually try and tip through the season with this one, so I expect that you'll put your tips in as per what you've just announced there.
Yeah, I've got them all circled on my bit of paper here, mate, so yeah. I'll do that to start the year.
Yeah, I'm just setting it all up now, so it'll be under Sports Castle, or one word, A-League, 18-19, so... beautiful. That looks like it's all up and running on ESPN Footy Tips. So we'll invite anyone that's been part of any of our previous competitions that I've got here, and we'll go from there, mate. Hopefully get a few people there and see what we can do from going forward. Good luck to everyone, and a bit of banter, feel free to get in there, especially Sledge Forbesy. It's always good fun. But mate, that wraps up the A-League action. So we'll move right on to the next one, mate, which is a quick mention to our man, the Sanger. Right? Walsden Tigers Jr. has made it to the big time and made his debut in Sheffield Shield for New South Wales.
Yeah, Yeah, it's very good news, mate. We had him on air last year, this year, very good interview. So, yeah, well done to the young man, and let's hope he can have lots of success.
Yeah, mate, it's going to be hard to have success if he keeps getting rocks like that one he got in the first innings.
Yeah, that was a quality ball from Mr. Sayers. So, he'll have a bit of a job to do tomorrow in a rain-affected game, but they're still definitely right in the game, so... let's keep watching with interest, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. We'll follow his career with bated breath, I will say. While we're on the cricket theme, mate, we did get a little bit of action last week, and it was all of the representative. Well, mate, speak for yourself. Well, I did, but whether you did or not, maybe not. We don't want another, a fifth kid.
No, I actually got down there, mate. I was that excited.
Whoa. We're just talking about having kids and you're talking about going down there.
Yeah, well, I was talking about cricket. I don't know what you were talking about.
Scoring. I was talking about scoring, getting on, some action.
Yeah, when you take your girlfriend to the Kings, mate, anything can happen.
Well, mate, yeah, well, when she, at least, I didn't have to bribe her with a plate of free food, did I?
No, that is correct.
But you were down at Waratah Oval, mate, or was it? No, Harker Oval.
Yeah, Harker Oval actually had cricket Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's all right. We're talking about Sunday, mate. Give us a rundown on what happened on Sunday.
Well, by the time I got there, the Blasters were about 4 for 83, and I missed the cyclone of Hudson and Price. Once them two went, they plodded along to about 140, but they never really, got going, I suppose. It was just the wicket. The outfield was actually quite quick when they put it in the gap, but, 140 just wasn't enough. But Central Coast got the chocolates, mate, in the last ball, I believe. So,
You mean you believe? I thought you were there.
I was there, and then I had to go, mate. I missed the second.
I see.
But, it was good while I was there. I wasn't there early enough, as I said, watching the nice opening partnership, but the Lake Mac Attack played their first ever competitive game of cricket, and they got a win against the Hunter Hitmen. So, yeah, Mr. Watkins, N. Watkins from Cardiff, got 46. And
So Nick Watkins, mate.
Nick Watkins, there you go. Correct me, which I'm rightly wrong with, pronunciations, but Dan Chillingworth from the mighty Charlestown Magpies, mate.
Ark.
That's right.
That's a great effort. He's only coming into the rep fixture there, and it's interesting to see. I did notice there was some Charlestown players in both sides.
Yeah, they were just trying to price. You said they were trying to fill the quota, so
the quota for Charlestown players.
Apparently availability, so they just had to poach one, mate.
It's hard, blokes don't want to play rep cricket these days.
Yeah, the Newcastle team, mate.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that, but yeah. Mate, it was certainly a very interesting scenario we sit in now. Basically, the way I understand it is, there's games obviously to be caught up, but if Newcastle beat Lake Macquarie, then they both need to win their final games, which have been deferred, I believe. So I'm just trying to work this out here. So
Central Coast are in the box seat because they won both their games.
Yeah, but Central Coast have still got to play Lake Macquarie. So, yeah, it's all sorts of conundrums and things. So I'm not sure what's happening with those games. I'm assuming they'll be put on for next Sunday. A lot of rain's not helping this.
They had to do what they could, and they got three games on, and the two visiting teams got the two games in, so...
That's exactly right. So, three of the six games have been played, but with two weekends of washouts, it's been... or a weekend and a half washouts, it's been quite hard. So, as you said, this weekend at Waratah on Sunday, the Lake Mac Attack will play the Newcastle Blasters. Both sides really need to win this one. late make attack. Well, I mean, they could still go through with an upset win over Central Coast, but then it starts coming down to net run rate if they're all on two wins and stuff. So both teams would really be aiming for this one as a win. So it'll promise to be a belter. I think it starts at about 2 o'clock on Sunday, mate, if I'm not mistaken, over at Waratah Oval. So it'll be worth getting down there if you've got some time on Sunday to see the best of the talent that Newcastle District Cricket has to offer.
Newcastle Steelers spots on the line, mate.
For the
Sydney Big Bash.
Yeah, well, the Sydney T20 competition. I would assume that squad will be probably 80% full at this stage already. But yeah, certainly. If someone was the star in their remaining two games, it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility to force their way into that squad, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, might have to have a word to the Newcastle skipper, mate. See if we can get a run.
And well, I don't think my specialist number 10 batting, not bowling and fielding fine leg to fine leg is probably what they're looking for in T20 cricket. I could be wrong there.
Yeah, but you've got the athletic build now, mate. You're looking fit, so... Yeah,
I still don't think it's going to help my hand-eye coordination, mate. Cheer. You know, mate, Mark Cosgrove is a good cricketer and he wasn't an athlete, that's for sure.
That's right.
He's like a slimmed down version of Forbesy. Newcastle's own Mark Cosgrove.
Poor Forbesy.
Probably is poor with the diet that he's getting through, mate, but... Yeah, it's a big loss to Wall's End in more ways than one. His retirement from his temporary retirement from Newcastle cricket. But might jump on, mate. We'll get into this weekend's games. The one-day competition continues on. Obviously, these games are becoming more and more crucial in terms of where we stand because with two rounds of washouts now, teams that lost in round one, another drop game. Well, you pretty much... Yeah, you definitely can't drop two games, and you'd be lucky to get through with
curtains, mate.
You'd be lucky to get through with one. So, you know, you're pretty much putting a line through the majority of the teams that lost in round one now, because there's just no chance to, you know, for the turnaround for them. So, bonus points if they're on offer will be crucial for a number of teams, and it'll be interesting to see how aggressive a couple of teams go about if they manage to restrict the first team to a low total and things like that. But we might start off with Pool B this week, mate. We've got Waratah at Cardiff. Waratah hosting Cardiff Bullaroo, mate. How do you see this one playing out?
You're still big on Cardiff, I presume, mate.
I am. Nick Watkins, fired in the representative fixture. He's their big ticket item, and they've got a couple of others there that look like they'll continue to build, including their Indian recruit alongside of. Mr. Bakshi there, so a couple of the Indians in, and I think they're going to be much improved. I don't know whether they'll make the finals or anything like that, but yeah, they're certainly an improving force in Newcastle cricket.
Yeah, I think that Cardiff will get the big W this week, mate. I just think Waratah have a pretty young team, as we've said, and a lot of pressure on Jonty, so hopefully someone can step up and go with him. But yeah, I think Cardiff will get this one done fairly easily, mate.
You tipping a bonus point, mate, or no bonus point?
One bonus point.
Yeah, I think Cardiff will get it done, and I don't think they'll get a bonus point, however. I think...
Just a win,
yeah. So I'm still waiting on clarification on whether or not... It looks like on the ladder that there's only technically 7 points available for a game. So that would mean that...
You can get two.
Are you 100% certain of that, or are you just assuming that?
Because no, I did see something because online the other day.
Looking at the scoring system currently, and West won their first game very convincingly. They only picked up one bonus point. And so a standard loss is a 1 point, and a win is 6 points. And then West got 7, and I think they played City. City got none in their first game. So unless I can't see how they throw in an extra point without taking, you know, putting someone on negative points for a game, which would be pretty out there.
Yeah.
So either way, though, I'd be happy if one of our learned cricket friends, you know, the alpha male himself, Nathan Hudson, or one of the prices, or someone could chip in with what the scenario might be there, and exactly what the prerequisites are now. That'd be some great clarification, and might be good if we can get those in advance of how that's going to work, if there's any bonus points in the T20 when the T20 NCC bash comes around. But move on to the next game, mate. Merriweather hosting Toronto out at Townsend Oval. This is a big game, this one, mate. Obviously, Merriweather already with a loss. I was going to say they lost to Belmont, but they lost to Simon Keane. And Toronto probably sitting in the box seat to qualify for the Tom Lockett final with just a fixture against a depleted Belmont side to follow this one if they get the win.
Yeah, mate, I think it's going to be a tough game of cricket, I reckon, for Toronto out at Townsend Oval, especially if it's turning like it was last year. But I still think Chatty's boys will get the win, mate, and cause a bit of an upset.
I think if we had bookies pricing this one up, Toronto would be going in favourites out there at Merriweather. I can't see it being an upset, really. I don't think they'd be big favourites, but I certainly think Toronto are in the box seat here, as I said, and I'll be tipping them to get the win here. Next up, mate, Hamwicks. Now, this is showing as a Hamwicks home game. They are playing Belmont, but it is at Carl Oval, so I'm not sure what's happening there. I noticed that Hamwicks haven't had a home game as of yet, but they will have one next week, so I don't know whether Passmore Oval's just not ready yet. Hamwicks will play Belmont at Carl Oval. As we talked about last week, I don't think there's huge advantages in home grounds, with the exception of a couple of grounds where they the likes of Townsend, like we talked about, they had it turning sideways last year. But I don't think that'll be the same advantage it was last year with their team being weaker. But out there at Carl Oval, I don't see that making too much of a difference to this one. And I've got Hamwicks winning this one over Belmont, just taking the win, not by a huge margin, but I don't think it'll be in doubt.
Yeah, I'm probably going to agree with you, mate. I think Hamwicks will get it done, but I think it'll be a lot closer than what people think, mate.
Well, which people?
Just people you see on the street, you know.
The Hamwicks fans?
Yeah, I think Hamwicks probably think it's going to be a mauling, but...
I hope it's not closer than the Belmont fans think it's going to be.
Simon Keane, is he back, mate?
Yeah, that'll be a no. We'll move on to Pool A now. Stockton host Wall's End at Lynn Oval. I'm going to chalk it up. Give the Big Red his first bonus point, and he'll be looking to really stamp his authority here in the which price is right battle.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a long day for Stockton, mate. But I think
it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day for Terry Crittenden and Nick Foster.
Yes, they can only bowl with 8 overs, 10 overs. But, I think Pat McGann will have a big game back for the Tigers, mate, and I think they'll get a bonus point here.
Yeah, that breaking news we revealed here first last week. It has now been launched in the great local rag that is the Newcastle Herald, mate.
Callinan, yeah.
Yeah, he's picked up onto him. He must be listening in.
Definitely listens in.
Yeah. He's all about it. He loves it. Look, I can't see how Stockton upset Wall's End here, and Wall's End will, had their fixtures against the two bigwigs in their pool already, so they'll be backing themselves to try and finish on positive notes, and if some upsets go their way over the next week or two, then they might be sniffing about that final spot, but they will really struggle because West and Uni take on Stockton and City next week respectively. Speaking of City, number one sports ground, Newcastle City host Charlestown, mate, your old boys. Again, Charlestown for the win here. Whether or not they can conjure a bonus point is probably the million-dollar question. I'm going to go Charlestown to get it done fairly comfortably, but not quite clutch a bonus point.
Yeah, well, I'm surprisingly going to go for Charlestown in this one, mate, and I think I'll look for Jed to bounce back from his duck last Sunday with the late Mac attack, mate. And I think he'll get a big one, and I think he'll get a bonus point for the boys.
Mate, Charlestown, mate, your boys, they've absolutely been kissed on the dick by this weather.
Yeah, they have, mate. They have, but...
Washouts against Uni and Wes.
Yeah, well, they would have been looking to get into Scotty Logan, but wasn't to be, mate. So, that's the luck of the draw, as we say on Sportscastle, mate.
Oh, that's what you say on Sportscastle, mate. I think it's fast, to be honest, but I really think, and I think we touched on this last week, there needs to be catch-up weekends. I understand they got rep cricket and stuff, but, you know, there needs to be some sort of thing done, and even if that's to keep one Sunday free, you know, the week before the final, so which would effectively be next week, and, you know, they complete them as shorter fixtures, you know. I'm not sure what the minimum number of overs that they've got to play is, but, you know, they can play two T20 games, you know, like they do with the rep, just have them at, you know, fixtures, just appoint them at venues close to each other with the four teams and get it done that way to catch up games and stuff like that. They figure it out when the T20's on. They can do it here. So, just needs to be sorted out, mate, so that everyone at least gets some sort of fighting chance against each other.
Yeah, that's true, mate. That is true, but I suppose you can't help the weather. And, I don't know. I think they're trying to, as we've said before, they're trying to promote the game. But, they need to look at alternatives to get as much in as they can, I reckon.
Correct, mate. That is it. 100% correct. We'll finish it off, mate. I reckon this one's undoubtedly the match of the round, mate. University hosting West. Mate, is the Justin Bieber / Corey Worthington lookalike in?
Yeah, mate, it is. And big breaking news. The S Logan has been named in the university lineup, mate, for his debut for the club.
That's what I was just asking you, mate. You said yes, and then you said there's big news. I thought there was something else happening.
Oh, James Rushford's playing too, and Adam Winchester, mate. All the Charlestown boys.
Yeah, right. The University Sea Magpies.
And I can confirm the alpha male has been demoted to number 6 in the batting lineup to make way for the recruits, mate. Nathan
Hudson
is batting at 6.
Yeah, right. So that's an interesting one, mate. He's been in pretty good nick. It promises to be a belter of a game. So it's certainly going to be interesting to see how University shape up against West. This is a big test for both sides. Pretty much, I mean, you can almost pencil it in with the sides they've got next week, barring, you know, bonus point, you know, calamities. I mean, you know, the winner of this should go through.
Yeah, I think we've got West coming top of the pool in our predicted ladder, don't we, mate?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, again, I've tipped West to win this one, mate, so I've got them finishing on top. Again, if Uni upset them here, though, they're pretty much in the box seat with playing City next weekend, unless it's, you know, the only way it could be is, you know, depending on bonus points. So, but even then, you know, they'd need to lose. So if you go through undefeated, you're through.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to go with the home team here, mate, University. I think it's going to be a cracker of a game, but, yeah, I just think Mr. Harriet, the skipper that's come in from Sydney, I think he'll be looking for a big game, mate, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got about 80, I reckon.
Right, that's an obscure prediction, but I like it, mate. We're going to have to split ourselves on this one. We've lined up on every other one, and barring some bonus point predictions, so... mate, I'm going to go with, a big weekend for the Prices. So I'm going to go West to get this one done, and the big game man himself, Joey Price, to step up. I just think they threaten way too much. Their bowling's way too threatening and is way too potent compared to what Uni might offer. Uni's not to laugh at Uni's or knock Uni's bowling stocks, but I just think West have got a lot more depth in both their batting and bowling. Although Uni obviously bolting that with some of their new recruits. So I guess we'll wait and see, mate. And look, at the end of the day, this will be a belter. So if there's an opportunity to get over to University Oval on the weekend, certainly be worthwhile, mate.
It will be, mate. It will be. I'll hopefully get over there and throw some rocks at my brother. But good luck to him on his debut for the Sea Dragons.
Well, mate, it's good to see. I'm hearing strong rumours that the number one women's sports supporter will be out there supporting your sister playing.
Yeah, he should be, mate. There's no concerts on this week, so he should be out there spectating like he does best.
I've got a bit of a question without notice for you, mate. Can you explain to me why a team that is one of the most inland clubs in Newcastle is called the Sea Dragons?
Mate, I played a year cricket for uni, and I've ref uni rugby for a while. And yeah, I'm not sure, mate. The Sea Dragons.
All the other clubs there they're the Sea Horses, aren't they?
Yeah, the rugby and the league are. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know how they get it. Maybe that's my homework for the week, mate. Find out why they're the Sea Dragons.
Yeah, you can find that out. I'm sure Scott Logan could get some real good deep insight on that.
Oh, yeah, he'd be rich in the university cricket club history, mate.
No, I'm not talking about history. I'd just love to hear his thoughts on it. He's always got an entertaining take on life, I guess.
He does, mate. He does.
Mate, have we had any updates on his impending English nuptials and, you know, moving over to play county cricket?
Yeah, mate, you'll be here for a few more summers,
let's just put it that way. All right, we'll leave it at that. He'll be here for a few more summers. The ladies of Newcastle rejoice. might wrap up now, mate. We'll move on to the man of the week.
What about the rugby, mate?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot your rugby. We've got the Rugby Sevens, mate. I believe it's the Hawthorn Club Under-20s Rugby Sevens up at Marcellin.
It is, mate. The
number of clubs there.
The Newcastle Sevens, yeah, hosting teams from all over the state at Marcellin Oval on Sunday.
I think that's an exaggeration, all over the state, mate. It's Newcastle, Central Coast and Sydney.
That's what they're claiming, mate. So
hang on, the NFL claims that they play the World Championship. It's a load of shit. I'm not letting them have it. I'm not letting them have that either. It's not all over the state. If they'd have got someone that wasn't on the coast, I would have given it to them. But they've got, what have we got? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 7, 8, 9, 10 Sydney teams out of, we've got 17 teams, so that's a good representation from Sydney. You've got the Hawthorn Academy, the New South Wales Talent ID, Central Coast Academy, Southern Beaches, Singleton, Mayfield East, mate, they're not just East anymore, or is that just to avoid confusion, and Hamilton, so surprisingly there's not a few more of the local clubs in there.
Yeah, I thought...
the home side, maybe, or Merriweather?
They had major issues this year with their Colts, but you thought they could have rattled off a team, mate.
They only need 10 or 12 players, mate.
Yeah, well...
yeah. Well, I
can't answer those questions, mate.
You think university would have 7 people under 20?
Yeah, you would think. There's been plenty of notice, but...
Yeah, well, I know Beach has left theirs late, but they've been training, so it'll be interesting to see. But, mate, what I need to know is what are we looking at? So there's fixtures from 9 through to 5. It's a big day. I'm just looking at the referee appointments now, and, mate, it looks like you're going to be finished at about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, mate, we should get a couple of middles in the semis, but wait for the coaching and assessing to come out.
No, mate, Xavier sent them through to me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, Xavier sent him through, and looks like, mate, it's an outrage, but every one of the three finals has been given to Nicholas Gale. Well, I think there's some impropriety here between Xavier and Nicholas Gale going on.
Yeah, right.
In the referee sheds romance or something. Is there any gossip out of the presentation now? Is there some, you know, budding romance between the two young bucks?
Well, they did share a hotel room, mate. I suppose in eagerness for the Grasshoppers next week, but...
No, that's the only thing they were eager for, mate.
Yeah, but yeah, as you said, mate, big day rugby up at Marcellin, so gates open at 7:30, gold coin donation.
7:30?
7:30 a.m., yes.
Yeah, well, good luck with that on a Sunday.
I have been informed, mate, the 2018 Hawthorn Academy 17 men's team, mate, travelled to... the New South Wales 17s Carnival last week at Foster, which Xavier, Nick and Jared Lynch attended as referees.
Didn't get a call up, mate. Hang on. What happened there? Number one referee.
Over the hill, mate. Anyone over the age of 25, they're not looking at seriously. So
yeah, I can't take you seriously either, don't worry.
So, yeah, they won the bowl competition, mate, and they gained two players, Liam Dullersbeck and Boston Karepa. They gained selection in the New South Wales under-17 squad, mate.
That's excellent, mate. Good to see some young guys kicking on. Do we know what clubs they're from?
That wasn't in my email information from my source, but...
Mate, you need, mate, Josh Callanan wouldn't sell this half-baked research, all right?
Sorry, mate.
Now, you want his job, you've got to keep working.
Thanks to Pete Siroff for filling me in with some information for the weekend, mate.
No, that is good, mate. All right, so I'm gonna go for a needle in a haystack here and pick a winner for you.
You're going to pick a winner out of all those teams?
Yeah, out of all those teams.
Well, someone has got to win it, so...
Mate, I'm going to go Warringah versus Gordon in the final. I don't know if that's even possible based on how they play in their pools. Actually, no, Warringah and Gordon, because it looks like first pool A, 29-30. Sorry, let me just figure this out quickly. This is entertaining podcasting at its best. So 29 plays 30. So, no, they'll play in the semi-final. So Warringah will play Gordon in the semi-final, and Norths will play the Hawthorn Academy in the other semi-final. So it will be a Gordon and Norths final with Gordon winning 3-1.
There you go.
You've heard it here first. That's based on all my thorough research of looking at the team names.
3 tries in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, mate, you better not make claims like that. so that is the rugby wrap for this week, mate. I don't think there's too much else we need to touch on. We do have our Man of the Week segment, obviously. So we've got 3 nominees as per the new format, mate. I just need 3 points, 2 points, and 1 point for our 3 nominees. So the first of those is the man of the moment from the T20 Big Bash, Mr. Daniel Chillingworth. T20 Regional Bash, sorry. Mr. Daniel Chillingworth with his 3 wickets. The next one is young Jake Scott of Lakes United, who played for Malta in the final of the Emerging Nations World Cup. And the final one, the Tiger Cub himself, Jason Sanger, for his debut for the New South Wales Blues.
Jeez, that's a tough week, mate.
Yeah, just hang on. I'm just going to put mine down so that there's no coercion here, and I'll write my points in. Okay, so I've done mine. So they're locked in, mate. Let's hear yours.
My 1 point. Based on that, I'll go with Daniel Chillingworth for 1.
Right, yep.
Lakes United boy.
Jake Scott.
For 2.
Yep.
Jason Sanger, I think that's an outstanding achievement. I'd give him the 3 points,
mate. It's a unanimous decision. Mr. Jason Sanger is our man of the week. I'm not sure that Matt's mowing and maintenance will be able to get down to him. Well, they might be able to go down to Moe Coogee Oval for him.
Yes.
But I'm sure Mrs. Sanger would appreciate if Jason sent that her way.
I'm sure she would, mate. Yeah. Sacrificed a lot for him to get there, mate. But... Yeah, the least he could do is get his mum's lawn, mate.
Yeah, go and cut the grass at Derby Raj.
That's right.
But congrats to Jason. In all seriousness, mate, he has a huge future ahead of him as a both limited overs and red ball cricketer, and we look forward to going along for the ride with him, mate. Absolute superstar and a lovely bloke to boot, as we found out when I got to interview him earlier this year. But mate, that's about it. Obviously plenty of sport on still this weekend, with cricket, rugby league, rugby union. The A-League kicks off this weekend. As we said, make sure to jump into our footy tips. I'll post the link up before tomorrow night's game on Facebook. We've sent out the invites. What else, mate? I think that's
six
about...
more sleeps, mate. 6 more sleeps.
Yeah, well, that's it. Unless you live in some of the lower class suburbs and get on the crack pipe, and then there's no more sleeps.
Yeah, well, 6 more sleeps till the hoppers are back, mate.
Ah, that's what you're talking about. Of course, the hoppers, mate.
Our bottle green shirts arrived.
Yeah, we're in green again. I'm sure they'll force us into trialling an A grade or something outrageous.
I will note that Scotty Logan tried his medium on last night, and it was looking very tight.
Yeah, so can you confirm, is that a... poor nutrition or excellent gym regime related tight?
I'd say it's probably 70-30.
Right.
To the eating.
Eating or the heavy calorie beverages on a Saturday night.
Yeah, 30 is heavy lifting and 70 is definitely his diet.
Heavy lifting, carrying his ego around.
Yeah, Yes.
All right, mate. Well, yeah, as usual, make sure to support the supporters of our show. We've got, obviously, Matthew's Mowing and Maintenance, Primax Sports Tours, Aerolax Australia, and the Rugby League Academy. Plenty of stuff going on there. Troy can always hook you up with your Aerolax Australia recovery gear. The Rugby League Academy doing a lot of off-season prep stuff, especially for young footballers. So, you know, if you're looking at especially those guys in those looking at just pushing yourself to a new level and really having that red-hot off-season and pre-season to, you know, whether it's to step up a grade or to step up into grade for Rugby League, there's plenty of opportunities there. Matt's Mowing Maintenance, you know, while you're out training, get Mum and Dad's lawn mowed because they're probably paying for your training. And obviously Primax Sports too, is plenty of stuff there, opportunities with the A-League to get out and about. And I'm sure once the NRL draws release next week, they'll start to work on some tour packages for the NRL fans out there as well, mate. Scary to think, Jared, that it's only 4.5 months till the NRL kicks off.
Pre-season training
for what? Singleton?
NRL. Well, Singleton's already started training.
Yeah, they started in August.
Yeah, one day a week.
Yeah, oh well, mate. Big things coming from the Bulls. But, yeah, and of course our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. SportsCastleAU on Instagram and Twitter, and SportsCastle on Facebook. Mate, thank you again for all your time and insight. Somehow we've turned talking into very little sport into another hour of nonsense.
Yeah, mate. Big shout out to all our 600 followers, mate.
Yeah, we're up to 600, mate. Next stop, 700, and then on to 1,000. So make sure to, give us a share, give us a like. If you know of any news happening, let us know. But, yeah, again, mate, thank you to you. And I guess we'll catch everyone next week.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys.